You can find him there. You can look me up. You can find us there every once in a while.
Just careful what you look
careful. We also want to we are being our broadcast partner is Extreme Roofing and Siding. We leave legendary results. I like that. I really like that. That's a good catch line. It's cool in here, too. So we have to thank Connet Services for providing our heating.
Air conditioning. Luckily,
we're not getting heating. We're getting cooling.
No. But luckily, it's not a normal. This is so out of sorts
today.
For the Iowa State Fair. I mean, it's 79 degrees and beautiful, but we still have air blowing on us as well.
Yep.
But we are west of the administration building.
Yep, right by the restrooms.
Right by the restrooms, by the gizmos. Right.
First aid's right there, too.
Yes, I think it is.
So that's always a good thing. Right by the gizmos. This smells great. This segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines, new branch in Ames. I think Jen was up there, saw that today. Moving in and out. Three locations in Omaha and many, many more across the state. Commitment that you can count on is their staple, and they'll take care of your personal, your business, your mortgage, wealth management, and private banking. So what we try to do is try to explain for us to you what commitment you can count on. Well, the commitment is you're going to walk in, tell them Steen sent you, and you are going to explain to them what you want, and that's where they're going to funnel everything to. So that's the commitment part, because you're not a number, you're not just a face, you're a part of the family. That's how I see it, as that commitment.
Well, and they are they're how you want that service is the way they're going to go. They don't look at it from a standpoint of,
they're not telling you, right?
Here, you play by our rules, we're going to play by your rules.
Yes.
If you want it on paper, it's on paper. You want it online, it's online. They will play. Yours.
So we want to thank Northwest Bank, all their employees, especially T. We love our T.
Yep.
So we want to thank him, member FDIC. We also can't be out here sitting in this beautiful building and not pay our brethren the radio station. We have 98.3 The Vibe. We have Nash. That's 97.3. That is older country.
From my understanding, and I know they're probably going to sweep my leg for this, but it's more of your up-to-date is 97.3. They dabble in the old country with 90 on KJJY.
On KJJY, which is 92.5. Of course, we have the staple 95
KGGO.
KGGO. That's from back in 1975 when I started listening to KGGO.
Jack's been tweeting a bunch of stuff
at
KGGO, and it's good stuff.
Jack Emerson was kind of like my buddy before I actually got to meet Jack Emerson, and now he is my buddy.
Yeah,
but he was my buddy that I was listening to
every
day on the radio. So that's pretty cool. So we talked a little bit about Deshaun Watson. Listen, it is what it is. You knew something was going to happen. The NFL is a multi-billion-dollar company for a reason. They weren't going to let this go on for very long. They were going to get what they wanted, and I think they did. And we can just let it go at that. He got a tougher punishment. He had a little bit of a fine. When you sign a contract for $235 million, $5 million is like, huh.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the $5 we're going to spend tipping for beer tonight.
Exactly. It still goes back to good, bad, and different, where we're keeping the NFL in the headlines.
Right. And I agree with that. I think that's kind of what it is. We talked.
Let's shift over. We dabbled a little bit, but there's two local teams that we haven't talked about in quite some time. That's Green Bay and that's Chicago.
It is.
Chicago is from what I'm hearing, is surprising me with, I know they're very young, but things aren't as maybe as desolate as we had thought.
You know, here's the thing, and it's really funny that you bring up Green Bay and Chicago. Here's the one thing that Green Bay and Chicago have in common. They don't consider the wide receiving position as an important position.
Do you know what I did today? Funny you'd say that. I was driving, and my head's up or whatever. I said, Siri, wide receiver, Chicago Bears. I couldn't.
No, tight end.
Right, exactly.
If your best player. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs have an all-world tight end. The 49ers have an all-world tight end. He's not an all-world tight end, but he's a good tight end.
Right.
I like the guy. You have Justin Fields. He doesn't have a good offensive line. He doesn't have wide receivers. And the only thing they have is David Montgomery, who could probably gain 1,500 yards a year if he wasn't hit 5 yards behind the line all the time.
But, I mean, it's there. He is he's one of the top 50 NFL players.
Oh, absolutely.
They're saying right now.
Yep.
It's he did well when he got the ball, but, again, it's he got beat up quickly and a lot. But to hear, I mean, these guys are professionals. Even the wide receiver room for Chicago Bears, to hear people over and over say it is the worst wide receiver room in the NFL. Come on. That's got to be a little bit motivating, doesn't it?
Exactly. I mean, you would think so. And you always think because, you know, and the Bears are kind of on the back burner, and I kind of understand that. The Vikings are on the back burner because it's Kirk Cousins, and no one trusts him, and he makes all this money. And why does that happen? I'm like, well, because it's the NFL. And that's how their salary structures are. You think that's crazy? Wait,
I think that was somebody back in studio.
I think so. It might have been. If you
excuse
think,
you.
If you think that's crazy, you have, I mean, you have some quarterbacks that are getting ready. Lamar Jackson's, he's either going to get paid, or it's going to be Kirk Cousins on steroids. What they're going to have to pay him for a year-to-year contract.
But not even to get away from Chicago. I heard. And, yes, it may have been, hey, I've got a Chicago Bears website or whatever. But the buzz in the last 2 weeks of the expectation being low, being really low, to Justin Fields looks better than we thought.
Yep, I agree.
Mean, there is a few flashes of brilliance on the offensive line, even though it's not, you know, all these different things, that they're saying, all right, let the young guys do what the young guys are going to do. That they're saying, okay, give us 2023, we could be back in the playoffs. But keep in mind with that variable, as I point to you on a radio show, it's been announced that next year is Aaron Rodgers. No, this year is Aaron Rodgers' last year. He's saying that again. Whether it's to, you know, whatever. But think about, you talk about a division that is just going to get completely obliterated and go, all right, who wants it?
Jordan Love? Not
no,
the answer.
No, no.
What do you think the Chicago Bears over under from BetMGM is for wins this year?
6.5
6.5
Yep.
You think they can do it?
Yes.
Think they get 7
Yes. I think so.
I think they have a chance. The Green Bay Packers, on the other hand, their over under is 10.5
Yes. You know what they're saying what it is? 13 12 minimum to 13 wins is what the Packers are going to have. Now let's talk about the Packers. What's the main thing we've heard about? Obviously, other than the hallucinogenic tea that Mr. Rodgers thinks that helps him clear his mind.
He just called out every pass-catching person in the locker room
crappy. He did it in a way of, here's the deal. I call on you, you drop the ball, you don't get the ball again.
Right.
Okay? And he was talking to the rookies, as he was, and to hear the conversation that the veterans of the receiving corps had to talk to, you know, the wide receiver room. Alan Lazard, referring to him as a veteran now.
Right.
And Randall Cobb. I mean, Randall
Cobb has been there for a long time.
But it's Aaron being Aaron of, look, you need me. I'm going to throw you the ball if I can't rely on you.
I'm not throwing you the ball.
But how many times do we see it? Knowing that Alan Lazard, from being Urbandale, going to Iowa State, obviously we watch what he does. He has dropped a pivotal ball before. And guess what they did? They went right back to him.
Right.
Because he does trust him.
And he does. And here's the part that Alan Lazard does is not only is he becoming a great third down wide receiver, he's becoming a go-to wide receiver, he's the best blocking wide receiver in football. And when you have that.
He's a big dude.
He is a big dude. And – That is kind of what everybody is looking to him. And they're looking to him for leadership, and he's willing to give it. And so that's what he's going to do. Oh, Aaron said that about you? Okay. This is what that means. If he had said this to you, I would be worried. But he said this to you. That's just him giving you an underlying.
Just wait. He could spell the word relax or something.
Exactly.
You know, but
he doesn't. Here's the one thing that Aaron Rodgers has to be careful of. Still only has one Super Bowl, and he's lost a lot of games, championship games, at home. That's the thing he has to get over.
But
last year he got beat by Jimmy Garoppolo, and they didn't even score a touchdown.
Aaron Rodgers, two-time, last
MVP.
2 years, MVP.
Yep. No.
So
individual
Aaron
records.
Aaron Rodgers' stock is always
really good.
It's
the Green Bay Packers. Packers. Yeah. Now, what have we always said?
Green Bay Packers stock. That's fine.
Yeah. The Green Bay Packers are the hardest. And as Chad walks in here and we're talking about the Green Bay Packers are the hardest team in the NFL to play for because they don't
the
have,
way they're owned.
They
the way,
don't yes. have an owner. You can't go like to Chad. Jerry Jones. He gave us cookies. Look at him. You can't go to Jerry Jones and say, Jerry Jones, I need a wide receiver. They don't have that.
So
they do not have that. So, boy, my wife's
that was impressive. It went
loud.
Through the wow. Okay.
Did but you need a cookie there, Jennifer Ann?
And it obviously we were at the Iowa State Fair with the famous cookies.
Famous cookies.
So famous that they made brick and mortar. Yes.
Yes.
All right. So with that, we're talking, dance around it, talking about it, NFC North.
Yes.
So obviously we're both agreeing, as I look at you, that it's going to be division winners will be Green Bay.
Yes, and I think the Lions will be better. And I think the Vikings will be 8-9 or 9-8.
So we're going to go – it's going to go Green Bay, Minnesota.
I'm going to say Detroit and then Chicago.
See, now I'm going back and forth now. I do
Detroit,
like –
Detroit Lions have more talent on their football team than the Chicago
yes,
Bears.
But have
how
you,
scary is that?
Have you watched any of – do you even get Hard Knocks? Do you
no,
do
Dan, Dan Campbell's a –
okay. The comments I've heard, people know more and relate to the names of the assistant coaches than they do any of the players on the team. Mm. But that's – and I've heard that across many, many different outlets. But, you know, I remember when Cincinnati had Hard Knocks. You knew names by the end.
Oh, yeah.
The end of preseason, you knew the names of some guys.
And that's what today, they first time on the field together, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I had to go to war. I got Justin Fields and nobody. I got Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
Right.
I mean, that's see, that's what we've always seen, right? Aaron Rodgers, no matter what, always had Davante Adams. Yes. And then you go the other way, which is what most people did. Davante Adams had Aaron Rodgers. Now you get to see Davante Adams is going with his, like, a brother.
Okay, we're going to the chicken and the egg scenario.
Yeah.
And what we saw, and we are continuing to see the results of the Belichick-Brady.
Yeah.
Okay? I think Brady won that little battle
there. I think Brady won that battle.
Brady
so you're
won
gonna
the divorce.
Who, you're gonna see who wins that battle between, was it Aaron Rodgers
did
or
Aaron
was it
Rodgers
Davante
make
Adams?
Yes.
You're going to find out really quick.
Oh, I'm starting to see the Kane Brown fans are starting to funnel
yes.
in.
Okay, so let's do that. We have, what do we got? We probably have three. Okay, fill me in on Kane Brown. Like a rock country old soul country guy.
In some songs, he is an old soul. He's
not very old.
Describe it. No.
Is he
younger.
Young?
Yes, younger. But he does some stuff that is almost farthest thing in the world from calling it rap, but it's some.
Can
some,
he cross?
Yeah.
Could you hear him on 98.3 The Vibe?
No.
No.
So no, he is.
He's a Nash or KJJY or whatever.
I am going to get obliterated for this. He would be more in the Florida, Georgia line type country,
okay.
if you will.
I get that.
That type of.
So it's not crossing over to.
Like, it wasn't a big deal for Nelly to do something with Florida, Georgia line because it's where Kane Brown has some speaking parts and then singing, and he has some upbeat country songs and then some melodic. But no, he's good.
What'd you think of. I mean, it seems to me like it's been a pretty good. Attendance has been pretty good. Skillet. I mean that's a specific
that is
I've listened. I mean I have if you were on my phone right now I probably have 10 songs of Skillet
right.
on my phone.
Right.
I don't have Kane Brown on my phone.
No. But you don't have a lot.
I
of
don't
country.
Have a lot of country.
Most
on my
country
phone.
That you've listened to in the last
with,
10 years,
you.
Dean is around
with,
the campfire,
right,
brother.
It's with
so
you. And,
exactly.
And I get that. Okay, so who?
Which I'm sorry, I didn't wear my 1700 the champ shirt. I have my
you do, and you do have one too.
I do have one, but I'm wearing my Casey Donahue.
Oh, that's the last day of the fair.
That's the last
Susan
day. Of the
Knapp.
Fair. Yep, Susan
I'm,
Knapp.
I'm looking forward to that. That's why we're coming on Sunday instead of Saturday.
My shirt on the back of my shirt says "First Class White Trash," and I'm proud to wear it. So,
who was? I wish Chad was standing here. Who was the big country? Brooks and Dunn were they?
Brooks and Dunn.
Rocked. I mean, I think that's the high so far.
Oh, ZZ Top was
ZZ
here
Top
with
did really well.
Not Annie Lennox. No, don't. Geez, Louise, I just went with the ribbon from Heart. And Wilson.
And Wilson.
Yes.
Melitha Etheridge did great even though it rained.
No.
Not Melitha Etheridge. Who's that one? Tell me who it was.
Alanis Morissette.
Okay.
Okay. That's
I'm
all
old.
Right.
I'm sorry. Right. But she in the rain, still the crowd was really good.
Grandstand always does great.
Yep. I think that, and they got some big ones coming up.
So do you, after tonight's show, do you rush home or do you – are you heading for a beverage again? Or
what am I rushing? I'm not rushing home.
Okay.
No. All right. How are you? Good to see you. Sales team in the house.
Sales team in the house. Got to have
I want food. We stayed out here pretty late last night, actually. It was nice.
All right. I have.
I'm not leaving.
Do you have your little list of things you wanted to talk about on your phone?
Can I
throw a few things at you?
Yeah, hit me. What you got?
All right, so I got a little time drive day, so I get to hear things and jot things down. So we talked about the Bears, wide receiver core, right. Stuff like that. I heard someone talking about, believe it or not, the Chicago Cubs.
Ooh.
Did you know?
In a good way?
In a good way. Is it Nico Horner? They're saying, all right, we've got a core here, Ian Happ. We're going to keep him. He's going to be here.
Contreras. Got to keep
They didn't
him.
Talk too much as much
know,
about that.
Keep
but,
him.
But still. In the offseason, their commitment for next year is to spend money.
They have money.
I know they do, but it's to hear that the Rickett family is willing to spend the money guess what name popped up for center field?
Hit me.
I don't know. You're a Yankee fan.
No, that ain't happening.
You don't think so?
Aaron Judge. He'd love that field, though.
You don't think?
He'd hit some home runs there.
He would love Wrigley, but.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
That name,
I'm in.
Aaron Judge popped up.
Hey.
How much money are they willing to spend?
A ton if they're going to spend that. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. That's a tease by my brother Scott right there. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. We'll be right back.
Here's a look at traffic. Connect with Steen on sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, welcome to the Iowa State Fair. Welcome to the Cumulus barn. We're kind of in a barn.
Dude, I'm not going to lie, it looks like a she shed, but
it does.
We're rocking it.
We'll give everybody a here, and then we'll tell you who we are. We have 98.3 The Vibes here. 97.3 Nash is here. KJJ, 92.5 KJJY and 95 KGGO. Along with that, you have 101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ AM, our sports conglomerate here.
All part of the Cumulus family.
It is. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. It is part of the Steen on Sports conglomerate that is in the Cumulus conglomerate. We're happy to be out here.
Subsidiary. There
yes.
you go.
Love and enjoying the fair and everything that's going on.
It catches it. You've been gone so long. You haven't been to the fair that the people watching, which is the best ever, is it just
my,
you go
my radar
you
goes know, off right?
There's oh, I just got bingo. So
there
yep.
you there you go. Sponsor for this segment. We did Northwest Bank.
Cool.
Oh my goodness. Let's do Palmer Group, founded in 1998 by Austin Palmer. Just saw Austin the other day. Whose goal was to change the dynamic by serving both clients and candidates. The company purpose is making lives better. Became employee-owned in 2016. It gives the employees and the employer even more ways to become engaged with each other. Currently, I talked to Andrew the other day. Well over 500 jobs are open in accounting and finance, admin, customer service, construction, engineering, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking. Getting candidates and companies on the same page is what they do to make things happen.
Well, and like you've always talked about, Palmer Group, they play both sides of the coins because they talk to the employer and what the employer is looking for,
right.
And they talk to the person looking for employment, and they put the two together.
Exactly. And, you have kids going back to school. I have a senior. One of the things that
the senior at Iowa State.
Man, crazy. Last one.
That is.
It is what they try to do is, all the things they teach you in college, some of the things they don't, how to make a good resume, what to expect when you walk into
an interview. You mean that type of stuff.
Yeah. They do other things. I don't know if they teach you. You just learn. But it's Palmer Group is a great sponsor for this show.
They are good to us.
So you teased. Like, okay, so
what did I –
did I hit everything?
Repeat it back to
wait,
me.
Hold on a second. I got to get these. You have at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour Sports underscore SS, and at 1700 The Champ. You can check us out on social media on all those. And 1700 The Champ has our Facebook page as well.
As well.
You teased. You know I'm a Yankee fan. You're a Cubs fan.
It came from someone in the media that is known for being the Chicago connection. But yeah, the commitment has been announced that they're going to spend money again with the Chicago Cubs to start something again. But when they talked about it, the amount of money that they were willing to commit, the name Aaron Judge popped up. And yes, you are the big Yankee fan. They're not exactly tearing it up right now.
Well, they're not, but still have a big lead, but they're still not where they were 2 months
right.
ago.
It's a,
and here's the thing, they have the money.
Yeah.
And they haven't signed him yet. And they don't have very long to do that.
Exactly.
And he is a, here's what you get. You get a 28-year-old who has a legitimate chance to actually, in the eyes of most baseball people, has a legitimate shot of becoming the home run leader for a season clean.
Okay.
Which is Roger Maris at 61. I think he's at 47 right now. So he's like 14, 15 away.
Right.
He's 28 years old. He's a good-looking kid. He's
right.
Monster big.
6'7", I mean, yeah, exactly.
Just, he steals bases. He hits home runs. He's never in trouble. He has no baggage.
Right,
and
that should scare you.
They're
to
death, not. I know it does. And there's no signing. They haven't signed him yet. The only person in the Major League Baseball that could get more money than Aaron Judge right now is Shohei Ohtani.
I was going to say Ohtani.
Because he does both. He's a great pitcher and he's a great hitter. But Aaron Judge is the next thing.
You build this this fantasy team that you've got all the money. You're making your own ML. Which one do you want? You want Aaron Judge? You can't have them both. You want Aaron Judge or you want Ohtani?
Well, I think I want Aaron Judge for the simple fact of size. Shohei Ohtani is – I just don't think he can do both.
For an extended
period of time.
Exactly.
It's never been heard of that he's even doing what he's doing.
Right.
I mean, there's been Babe Ruth, but he was doing it. You were pitching back when Babe Ruth was hitting home runs.
Babe Ruth was also smoking, drinking, and eating hot dogs in the dugout. So you don't think there's anything to this when you hear the name Aaron Judge being thrown around?
The Yankees can't let him go.
Don't you think it'd be interesting to have Aaron Judge in center field and Wrigley Field? You still got Rizzo.
You
still got Rizzo being a Yankee out in
short porch for him. If I'm any major league team, I'd be throwing whatever I could throw because he's just that kid. You bring him into your organization, he's the face of your organization,
right.
And he's not going to do you wrong.
So we're starting to go down the stretch with baseball. I haven't watched as much as I have in the past. Again, still watch it. It's baseball. It's America's
right.
pastime. You always flip it on, see what's going on. Houston.
Really good.
Really good.
People just hate them. I think they're using that as a thing. They still are the same with everybody. They have one or two guys. If something happens to those
right.
one or two guys, they're
okay.
in trouble because they have times when their pitching's really good and they have times when their hitting's really good. They
yep.
don't have a lot of times when they've had both. The Yankees are the same way. I think the Dodgers are the best team in baseball.
Okay. I was going to say, you don't have a clear-cut
no.
leader of
– Not
it
in
does,
the American League.
It does seem very up in the air right now for the MLB.
Yes.
It's we could have – I think playoffs are going to be interesting.
I like them.
Like you said, the Dodgers. I do like the Dodgers. Then again, I like watching the Rockies. I mean, it's
– I do, too. And listen, you have in the American League East, every single team is over 500. And you have the Baltimore Orioles in that division.
Yes.
And I think you also have the Toronto Blue Jays in that division. And they're both over 500.
Right. So, again, a lot of anything could happen yet?
Yeah, I think baseball's had a really great year, but nobody knows it.
Well, and I think there was kind of an uptick that at the All-Star break. I mean, the All-Star game actually was the positivity that came out of that. Number one, people watched it. Number two, people were watching the Home Run Derby. But, I mean, it was – so there still is some buzz about the game. I mean, heck, I was – the White Sox. White Sox are doing well. You know, and then they were in shambles, if you were. I mean, far as with what's going on. But I think they had their own little – within the clubhouse. Hey, yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, that's the thing. And for sports to be at the pinnacle – baseball has to be involved with that. And, right. I think we're getting there. It's just not there yet. Ohtani made a difference. And even though he hasn't had a great year, he's had a good year. I mean, he's over 30 home runs.
Right.
But he's – no one's ever done what he's done.
I know.
He's still in bases. He's playing great. When he does play in the outfield, he plays great. He DHs. He pitches. I mean, it changes the whole perspective of games with him in there. But it's made baseball interesting.
When does Trout leave? Does he just, even though they're never going to win the big one, he's just going to stick it out?
Yeah, I think he is. That's where they could trade him. They're going to end up. They can't pay both of them. They can't pay Ohtani and him. They probably keep him.
Right.
And that's why I think. There's a good chance that Aaron Judge maybe
is he a team is Trout still a team changer?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I mean he's in the last 20 years he might be the best player in best all around player.
That's what I'm saying. Last 20 years.
Yeah.
Still, I mean that's what
he just has to stay healthy and I don't
exactly.
And
exactly.
You know what? And he never really has that reason to stay healthy because they're never in it, and it doesn't have anything to do with him. It's a mismanaged kind of mess. So.
All right. Back to my note. Can I throw another thing at you?
Yep.
All right. So, because we were going to get into potpourri and such, I know for the last segment, talking about the Iowa State Fair. Pronounce his last name again. Ben, it's not Cuter. Is it Cuter?
Keeter.
Keeter.
I think it's Keeter.
Okay. He's out of Iowa City High. He's the one that won the, was it World at 97 kilogram or 97? Anyway, he owned it. He's a wrestler out of Iowa City. He has committed to Iowa.
Right.
Okay. To wrestle and play on the football team.
Very difficult to do. As seen with Connor McCaffrey trying to play baseball and play basketball. It's
right.
To be a two-sport athlete anymore.
Okay, from your sons playing to your sons being best friends with basketball players and kids on the football team, Division I, all these different things. From that standpoint, you said it's very difficult.
Yep.
Is it difficult on the physicality of it?
Yes.
Or is it difficult on the time?
It's the amount of practice time, and none of them. There's no the closest thing. If he was bigger and he was a heavyweight wrestler,
right.
They've done that. Right, so wrestling and playing offensive or defensive
right.
line—the
fact that he's a
same thing.
Right,
to be a wrestler and a linebacker, or to be a baseball player and a basketball player,
right.
or to do those that
opposed to the 6 foot hit, it's the
right.
20 yard
it's,
hit.
And this is when your lovely daughter should be here because kinesiology, right?
Kinesiology. Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
It's the study of the movement of the body.
Right.
It's not, can you read minds?
No, it's the movement of the body is not the same.
Right.
So to be able to train for that, you have to train differently. So which one are you less training for or more training for? And that's what happened to Connor McCaffrey. He hurt parts of his body playing basketball that didn't let him play baseball, then hurt something in baseball that didn't let him play basketball.
So we're going to see him 1 year on the football field, and then
he's going to have to choose.
He's going to be 100%.
At his size, he's going to have to choose.
He'll be 100% a wrestler.
He is
one of the best in the world.
Yeah.
But it's freakish. It's
right.
freakish to see and hear what he's doing.
And I agree
and
with that. But it's just you can't. That's why everybody's so amazed with Ohtani, that he can pitch and he can do as well as he is. And he's a five-tool baseball player.
Right.
And throws 100 miles an hour.
Right.
It's unheard of.
Right.
Now, what I would do with him is I would let him be that, and he would be my closer. and have him come in for an inning.
Exactly.
And let him DH, so you don't have to move your lineup around. To have him pitch full games is going, in the long run, you can't hit and I don't care. I don't care if you're Superman. You can't hit in 162 games and start 35 games and not get hurt. It just can't happen.
All right, so now you're back in the baseball chatter, as we do. Have you talked to the friend of the show, your friend, Randy Weyhofer, with the iCubs?
Yes.
Have you talked to him since the new ownership change?
No, because he has been on vacation, then I went on vacation. So that is part of our next Tuesday. I have a feeling that he may come in studio with us next Tuesday.
Wow. Okay.
And that is a big – because it is very interesting because
– I will put on cologne and do my hair. All right.
Randy's – he's one of the most unique people when it comes to how he's done it all, right? He's the only thing he hasn't done is own.
Help me with title again, please.
He's the assistant general manager and vice president of operations.
Of the Iowa Cubs. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
And – he's done it all. He started from here, and he's got to, you know, he's one of the top people at what he does. And you know how giddy I get because I get to talk baseball. Well, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? What do you think, you know, and this new ownership group thinks differently than past ownership group.
Right, exactly.
What's that mean for a market and a size of Des Moines?
Those are the questions. What's it mean for the market and size of Des Moines? What does it mean physically for Principal Park?
Right.
What does it mean far as is there upgrades? Is there changes
can we do more things?
Right.
I think if you had an influx of money in there, there's so many things they'd love to do.
Wow.
But they're running a baseball team.
Right.
And it doesn't fit. But because
we don't need it to be a circus, but it's such a gem and a hub of downtown Des Moines.
You know how much they love having people come in on bikes and come in and just catch a baseball game and then get back on their bike and go?
Right.
I mean, there's so many different things they could do, right?
Well, where we used to live, it was a lot easier to get there. And then we moved down by the airport. Now they put Confluence in between. I can't get past Confluence.
Can't get past. So what is Betfred, right?
Betfred, yes.
Betfred is the way they changed the Cub Club, went to Betfred.
Right.
And the way they did that, I think that was a vision of his that we're still going to let you come in and buy a beer if you want, but we're not going to make you pay a membership fee. But when you come in, we're going to make you spend this, but you'll be amazed that it's not that much after
watch. It's the same thing as when you used to buy the $400 table at the at the Bud Picnic area or whatever, and then you could get 8 seats. But, well, there's the 4 seats or 6 seats, whatever it is, inside, kind of in a theater setup so you can sit, look out the window, watch the game.
Or you can sit inside where it's cool or if it's warm.
Yes, you can come and get beer. Yeah. But that's one thing I'd like to discuss with him, how that really did. We were there in the box on a Sunday. That room was empty.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, that's one of those things that
– what's the thought? Where are we going?
Companies need to still buy into that. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live from the Iowa State Fair right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I will be back last segment right after this break. Again, everybody, once again, you are listening to us live. It is Steen on Sports, but not today. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We are coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We are sitting here on the west side of the administration building.
West side administration building.
Right by the first aid and restroom, so everything you need. And gizmos.
Gizmos.
Gizmos right
by the gizmos.
We welcome you in. To get us on Twitter, it is at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at Happy Hour _SS, and at 1700 The Champ. Right. And 1700thechamp.com. Now that I've been back, I got like 4 or 5 shows I have to get up online. And we are here tomorrow, and then we are every day, probably until football.
Right.
That we are just going to go to town because we have to start looking at NCAA football. We have to start looking at professional football. We have to start looking at high school football. High school football is 2 weeks away. If 2 weeks, it only may be a week away.
Because what do they call it? Week zero?
Yeah, it right might be going. Right at the very end there. So we have all kinds of things to do, and we're going to.
We are in the Cumulus hut, if you will.
Being brought to you by Extreme Roofing and Siding.
They are our broadcast partner.
They leave legendary results. I like that. They are at extremeroofingandsiding.com. And we get a little cool air coming in here as well from Connet Services.
Air conditioning by Connet Services.
Appreciate that. Okay, so we want to thank our sponsors of the show, which is Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, and the iCubs. So we want to say thank you for all those. Mark, my man, how are you? Good to see you guys.
Baseball family. Gotta love it.
Yes, it is. Gotta love our baseball families. All right, so we hit on Aaron Judge. You kicked me when I'm down.
I didn't kick you. No, just asking questions.
Okay, so small hands Kenny Pickett is going. Do you think he's going to beat Mitch Trubisky out? I don't think it's worth it for the Steelers to just
Going to be under center for week one? Mitch Trubisky.
Yes.
Be the starting quarterback by the end of the year?
Kenny Pickett. Just because that's the way the Steelers operate. Right. Mitch Trubisky is not your be-all, end-all, right? He's not that guy.
No, he's no Kirk Cousins.
Now, here's the deal. Mitch Trubisky as a human and as a teammate.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
He got ruined a little bit. I mean, that's what Justin Fields is going to get ruined by the Chicago Bears if they don't watch out. I mean,
Manning's first year is
one
exactly
the one thing
great.
That I told you that the Chicago Bears needed to do?
Move?
Hire an offensive coordinator coach. And what did they do? They hired a defensive coordinator coach.
You should be a NFL team general manager because you have just got the answers.
You can't – if you have a quarterback, if you have Tom Brady, you have Aaron Rodgers, you had Ben Roethlisberger,
you've seen that Tom hasn't committed to play this year.
No, I mean, he's off doing something. I don't know what he's off doing.
Oh, you mean he doesn't like to go to the
he doesn't like
camp?
Yeah,
exactly.
So he doesn't – he, unlike Aaron Rodgers, doesn't talk about it or talk to them. He just goes, I'm out for a while. I'll come back. Tom, I don't think – you know, only got like two more fingers left. So, I think I can do,
Well, that's what Julian Edelman did an interview, and it was like, hey, you know what? I've been out, but I'm just saying, if there was happened to be an injury, I could be ready whenever you need.
Yeah, he's one of the – I'll play with that guy. Yeah, I'd play with that
guy. Not the real season, just the postseason. So let me know.
I'd play with that guy as well. That's kind of a no-brainer, right, that you have people like that. Okay, so I had one I wanted to talk about just really quick.
Fire away.
So we've talked about LIV, and we've talked about the PGA, and the PGA is trying to figure things out. And they're like, "Oh my gosh, what are we gonna do?" LIV's like, "We need this, and we got to do that." Who are you gonna call when you got to rally the troops and you're gonna get people straight?
Tiger Woods.
Who do you call in? You call in not Ghostbusters. You call in Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is like, "Yep, okay, I'm on it." Flew up on a private jet, his private jet. Landed, got them all together in there, and Rory McIlroy, before he came in, was sitting around and going, guys are looking to me and stuff. He goes, guys, he walks in here. Before he walks out of here, I guarantee you we're all on the same page.
Right.
And he walked in. They talked through stuff. He didn't sugarcoat it and told them.
So give me more of the scenario. Tiger Woods walked in the room with the PGA players.
PGA players sitting in the room were there for the tournament and sat down and said, okay, here's where the rubber meets the road.
We're staying here. Who thinks they're
going to
leave?
Who's leaving?
Right.
Right? Who's leaving? And if you are leaving and you're not walking out this door right this very second, then you better not be leaving.
Right.
And nobody got up.
Well, no. Tiger.
And it's like.
He ruined you.
Yeah. Well, no, it's. It's just Tiger had that with – why is Tiger as good? His father, I get it. And his mom, yes. Right. Jack Nick, he knew what golf was. That is the one thing about golf. Everything goes back to the wooden ball and the wooden club and all that.
He respects the reverence of the game.
Yes.
The legacy of the game.
It's what makes golf different from everything. You don't have that in bowling. You don't have that. Earl Anthony, God bless him, but you don't have that. You know, and so after all was said and done, then they were talking. They talked to JT. They talked to Jordan Spieth. They talked to Ricky Fowler, a couple other guys. And they're just like, listen, he's on such a – is Tiger as good as we all are right now? No, but he set a bar. There was a time that he was winning one out of every three tournaments.
Right.
These guys are great players right now, and their total winnings are four tournaments, and he won that in a month.
So,
and they're like, when he talks, they listen.
Well, and you just said it though.
Is he a perfect human? Absolutely not.
Right.
Does he know what can make golf good and not good? And when they all walked out, you know what they said? How come Tiger's not the commissioner of the PGA?
There's where you just got to it. It's the PGA said, look,
we're in trouble.
We've got a couple left, and we've just, you know, all these new things. We need to get this put to bed now so it doesn't fester throughout the next season. Because the playoffs just started or whatever.
Right. So you got four more rounds of four more tournaments. And the big one, and I don't know if we talked to him, and I don't even, because I'm not sure how, like, Cameron Smith, and I know that Rory is both the European and the PGA. I don't know if Cameron, that's the next one that everybody thinks is going to leave, is Cameron Smith.
Okay.
And he's an up-and-comer. He's won. I mean, some of these guys, I get it.
Right. The pivotal big names already did what they were going to do.
Right. Okay? And what did we say? Of all of them that went and did their thing, who was the one we understood? Dustin Johnson.
Yeah.
He's married to Paulina Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky. He wants to go somewhere. He wants to play golf, and he wants to make money, and he doesn't want to be gone from his family.
Right. We talk about it. It's eight times.
Yeah.
Eight times.
That's all they have to do.
Twice, what is it? Twice in America.
And the PGA, I think one of the things Tiger's going to say to them is, okay, listen. Stop with the Saudi Arabia stuff. Stop with this.
Right.
Stop with that. We get money from China. We get money from all the – stop. Say, if you want to go, go.
Right. Let people choose.
But guess what? As soon as you walk out the door, you said goodbye to the PGA. So don't come back to us and say, hey, I want to play in this playoff structure – because I made it. Well, you did make it, but then you left, and so you lost all your points.
You made your choice.
Right. Now, and I guarantee you that Tiger would say this too. You know what? If we want to sit down, and you want me to sit down with all of them, and we'll all get in a room administratively for the
both
PGA,
sides.
And we'll bring all those LIV guys in, in and talk, and we'll give them one more chance. Come back in here in full.
So Tiger is making them put a line in the sand. You're either on Team A
or Team B. And if you want to get back on Team A, you have a month. You have before the start of next season to decide.
I think those decisions have been made.
I do too. And I think they're going to take the money.
Yep.
But bringing up they're taking Saudi Arabia money, is it working? Because people know they're all taking money from places they shouldn't be taking money from. So you got to get away from that.
Exactly.
But what I guess – what we have to be thankful for is Tiger Woods going to play golf a lot anymore? No. Is he still going to be?
Is he going to be the face?
The face of golf?
Exactly.
Yes. And you know what? Everybody, Rory, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Max Homa, all those guys. You know what they're saying? Yes.
Right.
I don't want to be, because every time I think about being the face of something, I play
that. Let him take the hits, and you know what? He can take the hits all day long.
Oh yeah, and they bounce off him.
All right.
Like
so.
Crazy.
Let's do this again real quick. So Wang Chung tonight
on
the Susan Knapp. That's
yep.
the free stage up there. We've got Kane Brown on the grandstand. Trying to think what else coming up, because I know we've got Slaughter on Susan Knapp. That'll be a good one.
And you have your buddy on the last day.
On the last day.
Casey
Donahue. That'll be number nine, seeing him.
Nice.
Great party band.
Yep. That's why we're coming out here. That's why Jen chose Sunday instead of Saturday.
We've got, I think, J and T are coming out on Sunday as well.
Nice.
So, because they've seen a couple Casey Donahue's with me, so everybody becomes a little bit of a country fan on fair days.
I can do country.
Right,
I can do
music.
That.
You know what it's
Here
time
we go.
For?
Woo!
I'm going to go to 27 degrees and get a cold beer.
Yes, I'm going to be somewhat in that near virginity.
Vicinity.
Virginity.
Been a long time, but
101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We appreciate it.
Good to be back.
Live at the Iowa State Fair. We'll see you here same time tomorrow.
Here's a look at traffic